The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Settling into this this willingness to be real with the body as it is, present with all of the unfinished business, all that is alive and moving in the heart, in the mind, in the body. Not expecting anything to be perfect, but instead appreciating how it is, appreciating what is being felt now in the body and mind. And as we learn more and more how to be right in the middle of things and learn to trust, to not need to be afraid, to feel what we feel or see what we see here in the experience and whatever it is that's arising in the body and mind. Grounded in the simple truth that it isn't easy being a human being, isn't easy allowing things to come and go. It isn't even easy to relax. And appreciating any sense of wholesome or wise exhaustion, like the mind, the heart that's tired of needing to be in control, exhausted from all of our conditioned habits to have it all together. And perhaps we can even sense as we feel into the experience of the body, the heart, the mind, what we might call the woundedness or the brokenheartedness, the energy body, the subtle sensations, a willingness to feel into how it is. Breathing in, feeling into the space of the heart, of the body, the subtle sensations. Breathing out, allowing this to be the way it is. Appreciating the very real, unavoidable truth that we don't make it through life unscathed. All through life, the ups and downs, the joys and sorrows are making imprints on the heart. In some way, the heart carries the unfinished business, the regrets, the fears, hopes, resentments. So, of course, if there is any unfinished emotional business, if there is any repressed emotional stuff here, Well, that means it's here and now. And so we can intentionally say yes, whatever's here, subtle or not so subtle, whatever is here belongs. And so we say yes, it's like this, feels like this. And to support this coming right into the middle, this healing, place in our practice where the heart knows what to do. With whatever unresolved pain there might be. To facilitate this, we'll do a forgiveness reflection to begin tonight. So feeling the heart, the subtle energies of the body, feeling the tenderness that's here, and bring to mind somebody that you might have harmed in the past. To see who comes to mind. And we're going to practice asking for forgiveness, understanding that it isn't easy being a human being, having a conditioned mind, being ignorant or unaware in the ways that we're unaware. In fact, it's quite common, quite easy to cause harm, to act out our fear or act out our greed, act out our ignorance or aversion, impatience, in ways that cause harm for others. And even though it's easy, even though in a sense it's understandable, feel that wholesome desire to ask for forgiveness. As if you were standing right there with this person that you've harmed. Please forgive me for all the ways that I might have harmed you, caused you pain. Please forgive me. So each person in your own way asking, practice asking for forgiveness a few times. As best you can, name the harm that you believe you've caused this person. Feel it or remember it. And from that clear place, then ask for forgiveness. And after you've done that a few times with the first person, then see who else comes to mind, another person you might have harmed, whether you did it intentionally or not. Take the time to let the situation come to mind, feel into it. And then again, practice asking for forgiveness a few times. This request for forgiveness comes from this deep understanding We're understanding this mind, our mind, as a conditioned happening. It's nature, not self. But still, even understanding that, the mind driven by causes and conditions, still I understand that I've caused you harm. And I care about that. And I'm asking for your forgiveness. I'm asking for your understanding. Please forgive me for any harm that I've caused, any way that I've let you down. Please forgive me. And anybody else that seems to want to come to mind, and again, just in your own way, ask for forgiveness. And in a relaxed way, in a way that we feel safe, relatively speaking, we bring to mind situations where we felt harmed, felt attacked, felt dismissed by another person, insulted. And only bring to mind situations, people, or whatever, that feel safe enough to bring to mind. And as you think of them, remember them, understand that they are also just causes and conditions, acting themselves out according to the force of habit, the momentum that each of those pattern has, the different supporting causes, all of which lead people to act in the way they act, in our heart to be hurt or harmed in the way that that happened. So understanding this, understanding that it isn't easy being a conditioned being, I offer my forgiveness. I no longer want to throw you out of my heart. I no longer want to have resentment or anger. So as best I can, I offer you forgiveness for whatever harm you've caused me. I forgive you. So in your own words, again, do it a few times, and then you can bring to mind another person, another situation where you felt harmed, and go through the same process of remembering it as a natural unfolding and offering forgiveness to the person as best you can. Then we take some time when you feel ready, and we practice forgiving ourselves for being an imperfect human being. And in a way, it's not that different than forgiving the world or forgiving life itself. We're understanding this heart, our own mind, this life right here, is a natural process. And because it's this life, this mind is following causes and conditions, that means I'm not perfectly taking care of myself. That at times I'm acting out of habit that causes myself harm, causes others harm. And understanding that as best I can, I forgive myself. Knowing the great interdependent field of causes and conditions that make this life the way it is, I forgive myself for being an imperfect human being. So find your own way to offer yourself forgiveness and do it a few times. And if it feels appropriate, even forgiving more generally the whole world, all of life, the way it is. I forgive myself for all the ways I choose distraction and denial. Forgive myself for all the ways that I justify aversion and reactivity and controlling habits, reactive habits. And I forgive myself for all my stinginess and greediness, all my unhelpful attempts to hold tight. I forgive myself for being an imperfect human being. And we'll continue for another 5 or 10 minutes. Use words if necessary, but if you can, just rest in the expansive quality of love and compassion, the heart that's caring, that's willing to feel, willing to care out in greater, bigger circles, caring about this life, this heart right here, caring about all beings, near and far. So we'll continue in silence now. And if it's possible to trust and rest in the expansive quality of compassion, metta, without the use of words or images, then let the attitude of love, the quality of love itself, be the object of awareness. The heart that is free from ill will.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed continue these offerings, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.